Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
BECU presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd.
I invented numbers, so I know how this stuff works. Peach.
That's right, man. Todd Peach knows what you need to know from the good folks at BECU.org. Hey, Todd.
Hey, BJ. How's it going?
Oh, good, man. Good. It's good to hear your voice. There's a little bit of an elephant in the room. I don't know if we should address it.
Yeah. What's that?
Well, that's just a couple of people are, you know, Todd, a couple of people making purchases that I don't think they're listening to you. And the Seahawks have their hooks into a couple of gentlemen on the show. I won't mention their names. And there might have been some things purchased throwback style. That's all I'm saying.
Todd, you have to admit, purchasing a Geno Smith throwback jersey from the team shop is a smart investment.
The verdict's not in on that one yet, Steve.
Yeah. Now,
I figured if anyone's going to have my back, it would be Todd Peeps. That's why I bought it.
I mean, how far back does this thing go?
Yeah. How far do you have to throw it?
Well, how far back is my wallet now empty from it?
Now, Todd, I'm going to say this. Now, Todd, I want to say this. I don't condone this, of course, but Steve sometimes finds stores that may not be in this country that will charge you only $12 for, like, you know, Seattle Mariners City Connect jerseys. And sure, they don't look like the originals.
They're pretty close. They didn't have the Nike swoosh, but yeah. Other than that, they're pretty close.
And, you know, $12 is surely a different thing than $150, but.
Yeah. I'm all over that. That's good. I have no problem
there
with
we
it.
Go,
12 see. Bucks. Yeah. No problem.
I don't know how legal it is. I don't know who's doing what. So, I mean, we don't ask questions.
But the
next
one is on the up and up. I went to the team store.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I'm not getting the vibe that Todd is proud of this.
But Steve, you've been diligent at savings and investing. So, hey, that's why we do this, right? So you can do that kind of stuff. So,
What he's doing?
Yes.
Yeah, he's been saving, you know, he's living below his means and saving and investing for his daughter's child. So he deserves this kind of stuff, right?
Well, I feel like it is an investment for my daughter to see her dad happy.
Yeah.
That shows her what happiness is like.
Yeah. Who needs a college fund? I've got a throwback and I'm happy, honey.
Damn straight.
There you go. So if you got a question for Todd, whether it be, you know, 206-803-ROCK, you can call us, you can text us. You can also email us. Just go to the KISW page and you can scroll down and see the banner with Todd's smiling face. He'll answer whatever questions you have. As we have Todd Peach from BECU.org. Great place, by the way, to do all your banking. If you live, work, or attend school in Washington State, BECU is a great credit union for you.
Someone said, hey, Todd, we've been working on our finances and we're 1 year away from having no debt and really good credit, but we're worried that house prices and interest rates, if they come down next year, the house prices will go up. Everyone will be swarming the housing market. Should we get a house now while there's no competition, but the interest rates are a little higher and our credit score is a little lower, currently 640, and then refinance once rates come down?
Well, first of all, I love the strategy. And I think we've talked about housing many, many times. And I think my philosophy is when you're ready and you're able to buy a house, it's time to do that. And what I mean by that is your credit is good. We need to work on the credit in this scenario, but just in general, when you have the funding, the base, the foundations in place, the income is in place, then it's time. And absolutely, that strategy I think is a good one. Housing might, if interest rates do go down, then prices may or may not go up. We don't know. That's why I'm always will say when you're ready, when your house is in order, if you will, and you're ready to buy and you're not moving and your job's stable, then pull the trigger, because absolutely you can always refinance. I mean, I've refinanced my house many times over the 30 plus years, just to get a better rate. I mean, you don't have to deal with that now, but at the time it was fine. So I would, in this case, 640, I would recommend that you take a first time home buyer class. You can go to BEC.org. We have great classes that are free for anybody. You don't have to be a member. There are others that do that, but then start to talk with credit counselors, mortgage loan officers. Find out where you're at and when you, if you are ready to buy, and then if so, then pull the trigger.
Yeah, I don't know how the heck to figure it out, Todd. So I like that strategy. It's like, look, when you're ready, just buy a house. When you can do it, just do it, and figure it out. Figure all that other stuff out when it comes along. Because man, yeah. It is hard to figure out because I hear they're going to raise the Fed. They're going to raise the interest rate again. And man, I don't know how anybody can buy a house nowadays. So if you can do it, surely do it. Yeah.
I mean, we just can't time, we know we can't time the market, stock market or the housing market. And we don't know when things are going to go up and when things are going to go down. But when you buy a house, you're not buying it for a 1 or 2 year return. We have to make sure we're going to, we're committed to living there for, 5+ years, easy. And if you bought it in 2005, six, you would have had a hard time when the recession hit and you would have been upside down. But if you stuck it out, now you're in good shape. It's a commitment. So you just got to be ready that the house is in order, credit's good, income's good. You can afford that, not only the payments, but the maintenance and the other expenses that go with it. And you're in it for the long term.
Yeah, Todd, you said 5+ years, because I've noticed that, man, people use that phrase starter home. And that was not in my vocabulary back in the day, even though I will have to say I did have a starter home. But that was only because I had to leave where I was and get a new job somewhere else in another state. But yeah, it seems like people use that phrase. It's like, hey, man, I remember you were like, look, this is my forever home.
This is my finish home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That didn't sound right.
Yeah, I mean, I think we use that phrase. I mean, I could be wrong, but it's, getting into, you desire maybe something much bigger down the road, maybe to raise a family or whatever. But the starter home would be, I can afford this now. It's maybe smaller than I would like to ultimately have, but it is something to get me going. I build equity, I get locked in and I can maybe afford something more bigger down the road. I think that's what people are thinking when they mention starter home. It's not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
my dream home. It's not where I want to be in 10, 15 years, but it's where I can be now.
It's a start.
And it's a viable strategy, Todd. You don't think that that's a bad thing for people to have that strategy?
Well, I mean, owning is much better than renting over the long term. You know, my starter home is the house I'm still in today. So that was 30-some years ago. So it all depends.
Steve.
You know, you never know what the future is going to bring. And you know, I don't think you necessarily need huge houses to raise a happy family. So I think some people think bigger is better, and I'm not sure that that's the case. So
like, I would say my throwback jersey is kind of like a starter jersey.
Yeah, that's it. Wait, yeah, starting the first of the many you'll get.
Yes.
Except this is not the starter. You have many jerseys. I'm not sure that you can. I guess it's the starter of the throwback collection.
Hey, someone actually has a question that involves a jersey.
It says,
hey, Todd, now before you get on me a little bit about buying a jersey, it's for my dad. My parents have been helping me and my wife out for about a year after the birth of our second kid, and my wife needed to stay home a bit more. I get a little bit of extra money on the side, and that's not part of my job. I usually do it to start for gas money and other small things. But I'm thinking about saving a bit to buy him a retro jersey because he's been a Hawks fan since day one, and he's the one who got me into football. Would it be wise to take some of my extra income and buy him a jersey, even though they have helped out, even because they've helped us out financially? They don't want us to repay them, but I want to do something nice. The only jersey that he has is the old mesh Jim Zorn jersey, which is kind of vintage. That's
pretty cool. Yeah, it is vintage.
See, Todd, that's a good reason to buy
someone a jersey. That's a very interesting question. I am interested to hear what Todd says about this.
I think it's a nice gesture. It sounds like he likes them, right? My daughter's got me a nice Kraken 33-quarter zip pullover last year, and I love it. And would I have bought it on my own? No.
Did you chastise them for buying it?
I think it was very nice. It was very thoughtful. I appreciate it.
How did your face look, Todd? So. I mean, because I've seen your
picture, Todd.
I've watched you with your face.
You could have spent this on a retirement fund.
Because, you know, Todd, whenever you look at it and go, I'm not sure this was an economically sound decision, were you able to look like you were very happy to get that without looking at your daughter's like, yeah, I think you could have waited, got this a lot cheaper. How'd the face look?
No. BJ, we save and we invest and we do the right thing so we can enjoy our money. We're not here to just leave it.
Thank you, Todd.
That's why we do this. So, I mean, I think that there's something nice like that, and I appreciate it, and it was very thoughtful, and I love it, and I wear it all the time.
See that?
Especially in hockey season. Maybe not so much in the summer, but now I do.
Here's the fall question.
I will.
So if Todd Peach can say yes to that question, and say it with a smile on his face and really appreciate it, then I think it's a great thing to do for your dad.
Do it.
I like it. I think he'll appreciate it and, appreciate you.
All right, someone just said, my daughter and her husband are going to be inheriting a house from his grandfather. I heard that he needs to put it in a trust to avoid paying the taxes. Is this true?
No, I'm not. I mean, disclosure is not a tax expert, but you should get a step up. So when you inherit that home, the price or the value of that should step up to today's current market value. So I would reach out to maybe an accountant, just make sure you're doing everything properly and you're getting the right records in place now for the future. But you should get a step up, and the same thing happens if you own stocks or different other investments. They, when you inherit them, they step up to the current value.
Okay. So when you say step up to the current value, that confuses me, because aren't they already at the current value that you, when you have them?
Well, so like, for example, like if you bought a house a long time ago, BJ, right?
Yes.
And you probably, let's just say you paid, I don't know, $300,000 for it.
Okay.
Let's say it's worth $1 million today. So you have $700,000 of gains.
Yes.
You're going to have to pay, you're going to get your one-time exclusion of $500 for being married, but you're still going to owe taxes on that $200 extra.
Yes.
So in this case, when you inherit it, it's stepped up. So now the value that you bought it for is now that $1 million. So if you sell it for $1 million and you inherit it for $1 million, you owe nothing.
Oh, really?
And so like when you inherit the property, and then you get that step up value, and the same thing goes for stocks or other investments.
So did I hear you correctly? You're saying like if I did it, I would have to pay some kind of taxes, but if it's inherited and with the step up, they wouldn't have to pay any taxes?
Right, not today, unless they held on to it and for
oh.
an, continue to appreciate.
I'm glad you explained that, because I really, when you said step up, for some reason I was interpreting it the other way around, that they would have to pay some kind of tax. So that is good to call a tax attorney, because, man, that's a good way. I mean, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to save the tax money, which I'm happy, because, I mean, I feel like that sucks. You know, you're in inheritance. Yeah. It's like they already paid everything on that. I mean, come on.
Yeah, you know, to get your hand over something.
Yeah, now, and whether they need a trust, or that's a separate question, right, as far as how they want to hold those assets and what their goals and objectives are. So, you know, I would reach out to somebody on the accounting side, just make sure you got all your ducks in a row on the tax side. And then if you're, you know, estate planning is something we all need to think about. So if you haven't, you know, spoke with somebody or looked at an estate plan, a trust or a will or power, you know, a power of attorney, financial and medical power of attorneys are critically important, BJ. I mean, if you go in the hospital and you don't, if you're over 18, mom and dad can't say what's going on. So if you don't have that medical durable power of attorney.
Isn't that wild? Wow, I didn't realize that either. So at such a young age that they're done at their, once they're 18. Damn.
Yeah. So I think all of us behoves to, you know, take a look at our estates and take a look. Do we have a will, medical power of attorney, financial power of attorney? All of our ducks are in row. I know it's not a fun thing to think about, but we still need to do it.
Damn adulting. Damn adulting.
Who do you think I should inherit my Geno Smith throwback jersey?
Oh, boy. That's a good question. I think Todd's kind of saying himself.
If you want to throw me on there,
Steve, there we go. He's giving you a lot of good advice over the years.
For all the years of great advice, I will leave that to you, Todd.
What a great guy. There you go. Well, as usual, man, it flies by, Todd. And if anybody didn't get through, text line, phone line, you can always email Todd. He will answer your questions best he can. Just go to KISW.com, scroll down to the banner with Todd's smiling face, and that's how you can get that done. Plus, a lot of cool resources also when you click on that banner, all sorts of free stuff that can help you with some questions. Todd, thank you, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, BJ.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.